is clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But on top of that, you've got these tough factual issues that were laid out well by the Trump team, saying someone else designated this as a legal expense. And he was actually paid far in excess of this because of this was a legal account. But also keep in mind, this is what Hillary Clinton's people did. You know?
Okay. So, Mike, why is it, does the lawyer have a thing to go up now? And this is why we need the Republican, every Republican attorney general in the country, every Republican district attorney in the country, all of the House of Representatives, the Senate ought to be on fire on this topic right now. They are leaving Trump hanging out to dry. This is one of the biggest outrages I've ever seen in the country. They have got, for the first time in the history of this republic, this is how irresponsible they are. They have a president of the United States in the docket right there on something that nobody can make any sense of. And now they presented it. It's actually dumber. And this shows you direct involvement of Garland. Do you think that Adams in this crowd, or do you think Alvin Bragg and Big Tish James, you put those two together, are you at a three-digit IQ yet? Do you think they could have conceived of this Rube Goldberg mechanism? This is, I don't know why people are not more on fire with the ridiculousness, the obvious lawfare, which is working because Trump's not on the campaign trail. Mike Davis.
We've been talking about this for 20 months, Steve, since the Mar-a-Lago raid. Where the hell are these Republican politicians? Where the hell are these House Republicans who actually have subpoena power, who have oversight power, who are committee chairmen, who can cut off their funding? Where the hell are these state AGs who can open their own investigations? Where the hell are other Republican politicians? Why is it that the Article III Project was the lonely voice with very few others, with Tom Fitton and very few others, for this first 6 months after the Mar-a-Lago raid? These Republicans thought that they were going to take out Trump with this lawfare. The Democrats were going to take out Trump with this lawfare. Trump was going to go away and everything's going to go back to normal. These Republicans need to wake up. First, Trump's the nominee, right? He's the nominee. Get behind him right now. But second, do you really think that these Democrats are going to stop if Trump goes away? Are you that stupid? Are you that naive? They're going after not only Trump and his top aides like Bannon and Navarro and his lawyers. They're going after January 6th defendants. And it's not just the ones who were violent on January 6th. They're going after grandmothers who trespassed and took selfies. They're going after parents outraged by gender chaos and the resulting rapes in high school bathrooms. They're going after Christians, little old ladies and old men praying outside of abortion clinics while they give amnesty to BLM, to Antifa, to Hamas, to abortion activists, to trans terrorists terrorizing Catholic churches. Wake up, Republicans. We've been calling for House Republicans to do Andrew Clyde's rider to cut off federal funding for this lawfare. It didn't happen. Not only did they not do these riders, they fully funded the Biden Justice Department. They fully funded this lawfare. Wake up, Republicans. What the hell are you doing? We are a week and a half into Trump's criminal trial. This Judge Merchan is a Democrat operative. He donated to Biden. His daughter, Lauren Merchan, has raised $100 million off this criminal case. Judge Merchan, if he has the chance, he will put President Trump in prison. People need to wake up. House Republicans need to wake up. State Republican attorneys general need to wake up. Republican governors need to wake up. If they take out Trump, our republic is done. These are republic-ending tactics. It's time to wake up and start fighting back legally, politically, financially. Fight back against this lawfare.
The only way they're going to wake up is this audience wakes them up. They're not going to do it on their own because they don't want to do it. They're controlled opposition. You heard Polly Pockets this morning on Hugh Hewitt. They do not want to confront anything. They just want to go along. Hence, we have nothing, right? We got unlimited spending. We have a border that's still wide open. Another 10,000 are going to come across today. You have all that happening. And, you know, and Johnson's walking around with his Churchill moment saying he's talking to NATO generals, and they've convinced him that the the Russian army, the KGB Russian army, is going to roll into Warsaw. They convince that idiot of that, and next thing you know, you get $60 billion going. As Reuters reports today, the government there is trying to shut off every possibility of how people are leaving the country. They got, I think, 1 million men have already left the country in Ukraine, and they're trying to get them back because nobody wants to volunteer the army, and nobody's going to take the draft call when they put this draft in because people in Ukraine don't want to fight anymore. They've had it. And yet we just gave them $60 billion so that Zelensky's oligarchs can grift off the top and have the kickbacks to the Washington politicians in the arms industry. This is not that complicated. This is not quantum mechanics. Pretty straightforward what's going on here. Mike Davis, what would you say President Trump should do for this Republican Party? Now, he put it on Truth Social today. They got to step up. He's been incredibly gentlemanly. He's got enough on his plate right now. But what would be your recommendation for President Trump? What should he do? I don't even know how his lawyers don't stand up and try to go for a mistrial right now. I'm not sure anybody, including CNN, actually understands what the charge is and what the crime is. They're arguing on CNN with these legal experts even what the crime is. And the anti-Trumpers can't even define it. What can his lawyers do? What can anybody do to try to shut this thing down now?
President Trump has a really solid legal team of trial attorneys, loyalists, and constitutional lawyers, and they're doing everything they can. But remember what they're up against. They are up against this Democrat judge who's clearly biased. Juan Merchan is clearly conflicted. He donated to Biden, another anti-Trump cause. His daughter is raising money off this trial. She's a fundraiser for Biden and Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff and so many other Democrats. Even a former federal Clinton judge went on Caitlin Collins' show on April 5th on CNN and said under New York statute, this judge must recuse. He has refused. Remember, these Trump's tried to appeal all this. He gets shut down by these Democrat judges on the appellate courts in New York. Here's the problem. These Democrats don't care if this criminal conviction, this felony conviction of Trump ultimately gets reversed on appeal. And it will get reversed. And even if it has to go to the Supreme Court of the United States, their sole goal, Alvin Bragg and Matthew Colangelo and Juan Merchan's sole goal is to label President Trump a felon before November 5th, 2024, because they feel that's the only way. They see the polling. They think that's the only way they can resurrect Biden's dead political body. And I would say this, President Trump doesn't need any of this. He's a billionaire, former president. He had a better life before he was president. He had better cars, better planes, better airplanes, better houses. He doesn't need this. He's fighting this because he knows that our country is going over a cliff with the globalist, with the Marxist, with the corporate interest in this country. And that's why they hate Trump, because he doesn't need them. He doesn't need them. He already has everything he needs. And he was going in there fighting for America. He's fighting for America first, for real Americans in real America. People like my friends and family back in Iowa, in rural America. And that's why these globalists, that's why these Marxists, that's why these corporations hate Donald Trump. And that's why the Uniparty is trying to destroy him. So what we can do for Trump is light up our elected officials, our governors, our senators, our reps, our AGs, and tell them to get off their asses and start doing more to protect Trump. Because if Trump goes down, our country is going down. If Trump goes down and Biden wins, that means Biden is going to take control of the Supreme Court. And there goes our God-given rights to speak, to worship, to protect ourselves, to associate. It is all on the line on November 5th, 2024. If you think that the COVID lockdowns were bad or the BLM and Antifa riots were bad, just wait for the Hamas riots. Just wait until Biden takes control of that Supreme Court and we are toast as a country.
You're at the Supreme Court tomorrow. Walk me through. Give me a preview on this monumental immunity hearing tomorrow.
Yeah, I will be out there for the War Room reporting in front of the Supreme Court. And this is a monumental case before the Supreme Court. It's one of the most important cases the Supreme Court will ever hear. And it's this: are presidents of the United States, any president of the United States, are they immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts, not their personal acts or private acts, their official acts? Members of Congress are immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts. So are federal judges. Why the hell would the president of the United States not be immune from criminal prosecution? There's not a Trump derangement syndrome exception in the Constitution. And I would say this: if the Supreme Court does not rule the right way and protect the presidency and therefore our country, that means the Trump 47 Justice Department can indict President Obama for capital murder, along with now Judge David Barrett on the First Circuit Court of Appeals, who was his legal advisor at the time, for their drone strike, extrajudicial drone strike on two American citizens, including a minor. Capital murder. The Trump 47 Justice Department can also indict Biden and Mayorkas and his advisors for their illegal mass parole and release of illegal immigrants into America and their resulting crimes, right? Do Democrats really, and actually even George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, for their reckless at best reliance on intel that led to the Iraq war and hundreds of thousands of deaths, right? Does Liz Cheney, do these Democrats really want to go down this path where the president of the United States and his advisors are not immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts? Because I would say to Liz Cheney, who's now the New York Times favorite pundit, does she want her father, Dick Cheney, the vice president of the time, who I would say lied about the intel to go into Iraq, does she want the Trump 47 Justice Department to charge Dick Cheney for his lie about the intel to go into Iraq and the resulting hundreds of thousands of deaths? Do we really want to play this game? I don't think the Uniparty wants to play this game.
Mike, where can people get you? You're putting up content all the time up on Twitter and Getter. You've also got the site. I want as many people to go as possible. You guys are putting lead on the target. Clearly, the Biden campaign follows your hits very closely. They cut them up because they're nervous. They're very nervous. Why did they go to the Benny Johnson interview with Mike Davis? Why did they go there? They're extremely nervous inside the justice. They know they've committed crimes. They know it's a criminal conspiracy. Look at Julie Kelly's reporting. They understand what they've done. They understand why Matthew Colangelo is in Manhattan. Read the Axios article. The strongest defense they have is a joke from some guy from, I think, the Southern District from years ago, right? They don't have a defense of this. And the only reason it's existing is that nobody has the stones to kick down the door and say, guess what? We're going after you. The hunted are going to become the hunters. That is what is at stake here. And that's why the same controlled opposition, hapless Republicans for decades and decades and decades went along with exactly what the radical left and Wall Street and the tech oligarchs wanted to do, is why the country's in the situation it is. Full stop. We're not going to tolerate that. We're going to force Jim Jordan and that feckless, hapless staff of his to stand up and be men and go after this. Where do they go to get all your content, Mike Davis? And thank you for being a patriot.
First of all, thank you to the Biden campaign. You are helping us raise a record number of small dollars this morning at the Article 3 Project. So you can go to article3project.org, article3project.org. You can donate there. I would say to the Biden team, Biden, President Biden, and all of his advisors, preserve your documents. To his outside supporters like Andrew Weissman, don't spill your white wine all over your documents. Preserve them, because we're coming after you. And it's going to be, there's going to be a massive criminal conspiracy investigation because you have been violating many civil rights. So you can go to article3project.org, article3project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. And my personal is MRDDMIA. And thank you, Steve.
Weissman, when we connect, all your text messages, all your meetings, all your emails, all your conversations with people in DOJ to all your MSNBC hits, voila. I think you'll see that in a courtroom one day, bro. Yep. Criminal conspiracy, and we're coming for you. And I've got you. We got a dog on the chain right here named Mike Davis, right? A fighting Irishman. And when he's let off the chain, all hell's going to break loose. Mike Davis, thank you so much for being on here, brother. Keep fighting.
Thank you.
This is outrageous. I've talked to some of the best lawyers in the country. Nobody can figure out what the charges are against Trump. They're arguing on CNN. They can't figure it out. This is out. We cannot let this stand. Short break. Jim Rickards. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Biden was just, I think, at the White House saying what great guys McConnell and Johnson are. Just want you to take that for and let that settle. We're going to have the clip as soon as we can get it into the system. Because they're doing his bidding. See what you see here. See what's going on. What actually is going on. This is a move against President Trump, and this is a move against MAGA. And say, well, this President Trump supports thing. That's the people around him, the advisors around him. And by the way, where are the bodega runs? Where are we in a show of force in New York City? People associated with the campaign, people watch this show, people out there in Republican, listen to these pundits and listen to this, these pollsters right now. This thing hangs in the balance. Do not think it is a given that we're going to win in November. Every day is about your agency and your action on everybody from the president all the way down. They're not, look, they have him in a courtroom with a complete made up joke that people are sitting there going, what is this even about? Because they know lawfare works. They have him off the campaign trail and they're going to have him off for a while. Pecker's the first witness. I'm not so sure Pecker's even finished. I think he's going to go come back tomorrow. At first, you thought they're going to run the tables. Now it looks like they're dragging it out. One of the reasons is they need Trump off the campaign trail. We cannot play by conventional rules. You have to go not just think out the box. You have to act outside the box. You have to let Trump be Trump. It's the only way for victory here. If you play by the conventional rules, you're going to lose because now they've blocked off all the conventional stuff and they have traps set. These are smart, vicious people. This is about control of the greatest power, not just on Earth today, in the history of the Earth. Why do you spend so much time on this show? This show's not exactly a barrel of laughs. Why do you do this? Why do you do the activities you do? Why do you have the support? Why do people write books about you? Why do they write books about the precinct strategy? Why do they write books about MAGA? Why are you in every article and every paper every couple of days? Why? Because you're a political force. Why? Because you've used your agency. Why? Because you understand to save this republic and save this country, you have to. It's your call. And you owe it to the 13 or 14 generations that came before us. Not just to the future. Yes, we owe it to the future, but we owe it to the past. And you get that. And that's why you're here. And that's why you do what you do. But there is nothing preordained. There's nothing preordained. divine providence. Trump was a providential figure in 16, and I continue to say that the steel that the usurper uses to be in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue was also providential, because you could flip the cards over and see what was going to happen on the commons up in Columbia. And I do disagree with John Katzmatis, who I love. I do disagree. The faculty are the agitators. They're not outside agitators. They're inside agitators. People got to understand, yes, these are tough questions. I realize they're hard. And sometimes people's feelings are going to get hurt. But we're fighting for the greatest, most powerful nation on earth. They're going to be feelings hurt, and they're going to be more than feelings hurt. They're trying to send Trump to prison for 700 years, and they got 20 right up there. 20 years they got up there in New York. And Jim Jordan can't get off his ass and get his staff on point here. Well, we're going to hound him until he does. I hate to say that. I got better things to do. We have better things to do. I don't like doing this, but we have to do this. That's our dharma. That's our duty. And we're going to continue to do it. And people go, well, can't you say anything positive? I would love to be able to talk about the Sunland Uplands. I'd love to be able to have everybody for a group hug. I'd love to be able to tell people, oh, it's all going to be fine. It's not going to be fine. Only your action is going to make it fine. Now, on top of everything else, what they approved the other day is this repo act. Another one they kind of slipped in there. Brother Rickards joins us right now. You've written an incredible, I don't know, 7-page dissertation on this. Tell us what we did, because this is the rule of law crowd. This is the MAGA is chaos. MAGA is anarchy. MAGA hates the post-war international rules-based order. They're isolationist. These white Christian dominionists all just want to go home and let the world be what it is. They want to get out of NATO and want to do all this. The underpinnings of that entire thing is the Bretton Woods, the dollar, as the prime reserve currency. And yes, we can have a debate of whether we want to do that or want to be that. Okay, and that is a good debate to have, and we will have the debate over the coming years. But if you just all of a sudden yank it, we're going to become Argentina. Because as hard as it is to sell these treasury securities today, it's going to be impossible. If every transaction in the world does not have to be converted into a dollar, it's going to be impossible. And they have established, given their hatred of the Russian people, you got to question why they, the same guys that love the Bolsheviks, the same guys that love the Soviets, the same guys that fought Reagan, you know, Jamie Raskin, the red diaper babies, and, you know, Jamie Raskin's dad and all the traitors to the country back then, why are all their kids all, you know, loving up on NATO and all of a sudden, you know, the same people that hated the Soviets or loved the Soviets and supported them and hated Reagan, why are they the biggest anti-Russians right now? Jim Rickards, how deadly is this thing we just passed that Mike Johnson and Mitch McConnell allowed to pass?
It's awful, Steve. We were talking about the Repo Act. You know, this bill came along. Mike Johnson broke it into five parts. Well, forget the border part. That wasn't going anywhere. But he had Taiwan, Israel, Ukraine. And then they said there's this like odd lot, you know, bunch of stuff thrown together. And they talked about TikTok and all that. Well, buried in that was this Repo Act. And everyone was talking about the $61 billion of military aid to Ukraine. I've looked at that. I can talk about that. But I was entirely focused on the Repo Act. The $61 billion doesn't matter. Russia's going to win the war. They're very far along. The Ukrainian front is just collapsing right now. The $61 billion is just to kind of get Ukraine to the election. That's all the White House cares about. I didn't focus very much on that because it doesn't matter. Russia's going to win the war. But the Repo Act has ramifications that go way beyond that. So what it does, it authorizes the President of the United States to seize any Russian assets in U.S. jurisdiction. Now, seize means steal. We already had a freeze. The freeze came on in February 2022. Seizing is stealing them, basically taking them. So it's confiscation. Now, a lot of really interesting subparts of it. One is when you steal it, when you take the money, it goes into something called the Ukraine Support Fund. Okay. Who runs the Ukraine Support Fund? Well, they specifically say the State Department, but the Agency for International Development, AID. Everybody who knows anything about Washington, AID has always been a propaganda and financial front for the CIA. They run around like they're the Peace Corps and they say, you know, pro-American. So AID is the propaganda and financial front, one of them, for the CIA. who's the head of AID? Samantha Power, who was Obama's ambassador to the United Nations. So she's
Oh my God.
She's back.
Samantha Power, and she's absolutely she's one level down maybe from Victoria Nuland of being a rabid Russian hater. And this is not about the KGB and the bad guys running the deal, okay? This is about the Russian people who were our allies in World War II. Tell me about give the audience. We haven't banged on Samantha Powers in a while. Give the audience a quick précis of who this piece of work is.
Well, she's married to Cass Sunstein, who was the head of the regulatory office in the Obama administration. So it's one of these typical, you know, Washington progressive power couples. She was born in London. She grew up in Ireland, finally made her way to the United States. She's exactly as you described, Steve. She's a she's got all the right credentials, Harvard and all that stuff. But she's a warmonger. She is, just as you say, one notch below Victoria Nuland. But fronting for the Obama administration at the United Nations during what? Benghazi? How many fiascos did the Obama administration have? The red line in the sand in Syria? Hey, if you guys use chemical weapons, we're coming in strong. It's a red line. Almost the next day, Assad uses chemical weapons. Biden doesn't do anything, et cetera. Obama doesn't do anything. So that was her track record under Obama. With Biden, again, she's back. She's the head of, as I mentioned, AID, but it's just a front for the CIA. So it's more of the same for her, but she's a very seasoned, kind of ultra left-wing progressive embedded now in the Biden administration.
Hang on one second. I just want to make sure we're laying this out as we go. We have frozen assets for the mullahs in Persia and Tehran. We've frozen assets for a lot of people. It's one thing. We've had a freeze in these assets since the beginning of the conflict. It's one thing to freeze the assets. It's a whole nother thing to seize the assets, which essentially means stealing the assets, convert them into dollars, and then use them for other purposes. To your knowledge, have we done that before? Have we done that before, Jim?
World War One, we took Bear Aspen, but it was from Bayer AG with a big chemical company. Yeah, in a few cases, but in extreme situations, I would call World War One, United States versus the German Empire. That was one example, but we're not in. We're supporting the Ukraine war. We just put up a new $61 billion, but we're technically not at war with Russia. There's no declaration of war. So the answer is no. We don't steal the assets. There's too much damage to our credit rating, too much damage to our reputation, to the market, et cetera. So that is highly unusual. Not only that, you might do it from gangsters or a cartel or something like that. In a criminal case, with due process of law, you still have the Constitution still applies. Here, there's no due process for violating the Sovereign Immunities Act. And these are assets that were owned by the Central Bank of Russia. It's not some oligarch where we're taking a yacht. Yeah, we've done that too. This is the Central Bank of Russia. Russia is the 11th largest economy in the world, the largest nuclear power, the largest landmass, 9th largest population, major producer of strategic minerals, et cetera. It's a huge power.
Hang on one second. Jim Rickard, Strategic Intelligence. We're going to tell you how to get access to the newsletter next. Warpath Coffee. Get a big pot and brew it up. Tough, long day ahead of us. Warpath.coffee/worm. Get your 15% discount. Back in a moment. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
This is a reminder of what America can do when we come together despite our differences. I want to thank everyone in Congress who made it possible, especially the bipartisan leadership. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Leader Jeffries, Leader Schumer, McConnell. They don't always agree, but when it matters most, they stepped up and did the right thing. And I mean it sincerely. History will remember this time. History will remember this moment. For all the talk about how dysfunctional things are in Washington, when you look over the past 3 years, we see that time and again on the critical issues, we've actually come together. It hadn't always been easy, but when it's come time to decide to rebuild America, we did it with the bipartisan infrastructure law, which is just underway. When it came time to invest in our semiconductor industry and technologies of the future, we did it with the chips. And
right there. When he's giving you a pat on the head, well, it tells you everything you need to know. Sir, I'll take the bet that we are actually not just on the right side of history, we are driving the right side of history. We've been right on all this. You've had no justification. You haven't laid a plan. And remember, right now they're working on a budget and they're going to kick in another $20 to $40 billion for Ukraine. He's not come forward. There's no plan. There's defeat on the battlefield. The place looks like Dresden because, as Mearsheimer said, we're going to fight the West. The elites in the West are going to fight to the last Ukrainian soldier. Well, they can't even get the soldiers because they all split the country. Don't take it from me. Reuters tonight at 6. I can't get in the morning show, but I'm going to get Ben on here in the evening show. We're going to walk through exactly what's going on with manpower there because the parents got them all out of the country and they ain't getting them back. And they don't care about the $60 billion because they know that's going to be grifted to the oligarchs to go buy more yachts in Monaco. I want to go back. I just have a question. I want to make sure that we're clear about this because people have a very it's not the audience's fault. It's way that the myth is put forward. With all the valor and all the courage of the greatest generation and all the blood spilt on battlefields from, you know, the South Pacific to the air war over the industrial, Ruhr Valley, all the blood and sacrifice of the greatest generation, of which they wouldn't even talk about it for years and years and years, because that war built to a climax. It was a brutal war of attrition that built to a brutal climax in the firebombing of Tokyo, in the in what happened in the drive to Berlin, in what happened in the Burma campaign, and what happened in Southeast Asia, and what happened in every part of that. It built and built and built to be a brutal war of attrition. Now, in that war of attrition, with American blood being spilt everywhere, and getting ready for a 3 million man invasion of the island of Japan, of which they calculated they were going to take 1 million casualties, 1 million casualties before the top secret project of the atomic bomb was dropped, which we had to drop two because they weren't going to surrender just with one, and they had to believe that we had many, and we drop one every other day before they surrendered. Jim Rickards, with what happened the other day with no debate and no discussion, slipped into another bill, did we ever, to the Nazi central bank and what was funding the war effort of industrial Germany and or imperial Japan? I understand we froze the assets, and quite frankly, the freezing of the assets, people argue, might have been one of the triggers for Pearl Harbor. Did we ever go from freezing their assets? Did we ever go to take their assets, seize their assets, convert it into currency, and use it for the war effort against the worst enemies the country had ever seen? Jim Rickards.
No, and one of the reasons was at that time, you know, the international monetary system wasn't nearly as integrated as it is today. But to the extent it was a gold standard. So your money was gold. And no, gold was physical. You couldn't seize it. You kept it in a vault. Germany had theirs. Japan had theirs. We had ours. So it was very difficult to do. But not only that, but Nazi Germany brokered gold through a Swiss bank. The CEO of the Swiss bank was Tom McKitterick, who was an American. It was the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. So here he had an international bank in Switzerland run by an American brokering the Nazi gold. So we did business with them. Forget about, you know, doing what we're doing to Russia right now. And Stephen, this act, this repo act, which you talked about, stealing the assets is bad enough, and we can talk about the implications of that. But there are two anti-Trump landmines buried in the statute that whoever wrote it knew what they were doing, but I haven't seen any reporting on it. One is Section 103. It says this freeze, this confiscation, will stay in place until the president certifies two things. Number one, an end to hostilities. Well, that's never going to happen because they'll say unless you leave Crimea, the hostilities are still going on. But the second one is that Russia has, you know, visibly and demonstrably paid for all the damage in Ukraine. Well, that's not going to happen either, because since when does the winner pay reparations? It's the loser who pays reparations. They've got that backwards as well. So the point is, no president, including President Trump, if he wins a second term, can offer that certification, which means that the freeze activity never goes away. There's another provision, Section 104. This I found fascinating. It says the confiscation power that we're talking about has a five-year sunset. Now, it's not unusual to have sunset provisions, 1 year, 3 years, you know, because Congress likes to revisit these things. Why 5 years? It goes to April 2029, which is after the Trump administration. So they have tied Trump's hands. Let's say Trump wins in November, he'll be out in January 2029. This thing doesn't expire till April 2029. It's engineered in such a way that Trump can't do anything about it during his entire term. And by the way, there's a lot of this going on. Everyone talks about the transition. I would say Trump probably bungled the transition in 2016. There's a lot of effort underway, Heritage and others and yourself, to make sure they do a much better job, get the plum book out, get the 3,000 top jobs. That's underway. But the elites in the Davos crowd, they're looking ahead. They see that Trump could very well win. So they're not waiting until he wins to start sabotaging. They're sabotaging him right now. So Jens Stoltenberg is the General Secretary of NATO. He's proposed a five-year, $100 billion fund to keep funding the war in Ukraine. Why 5 years? Once again, the 5 years is the magic number because it goes beyond the end of the second Trump administration. So he wants a $100 billion fund. He wants weapons moved from U.S. control to NATO control. So now, even if Trump's the commander-in-chief, he's not the commander-in-chief of NATO. He's the commander-in-chief of the U.S. military. So they want the weapons put in a NATO bucket. They want $100 billion that goes for 5 years. This repo act we just talked about, the sunset provision is 5 years. They see that Trump could very well win, and they're setting up all these landmines that last for 5 years so that he, even if he's president, he can't do anything about it. Now, here's my question. Mike McCall, who's the chairman, this bill was written in the House. I mean, there was a version of it in the Senate. It came over. The House controlled this, leaving aside the fact that Mike Johnson could have just said, we're not voting on it. He didn't do that, clearly. But this bill was written by Republicans because they control the committees, they control the drafting, et cetera. So the Republicans, or at least a large subset of them, are out to sabotage Trump. And this is the kind of thing, sorry to be a lawyer about this, but I am, and I read these things very closely. These things are what I call Trump landmines. The Davos crowd, the elites, and the rhinos in Congress, the Republicans, and certainly the Democrats, they're out to Trump-proof the world. In other words, rig the game today, not next January, but today, so that Trump's hands are tied before he's even sworn in.
This is one of the reasons, by the way, this is why we're so proud of having Jim Rickards here as a contributor. That brilliant analysis. And Jim, I just want to hit rewind. I wanted to bathe all over this audience. This was a Republican bill written by a Republican House, written by guys like McCall and approved by Johnson and his leadership team. Is that correct, sir?
That's absolutely correct. Even if you want to push the bill, you could have struck those provisions or had a one-year sunset. A lot you could have done. This is Trump-proofing against the fact that Trump might win. They'll tie his hands in advance.
Jim, in addition to Trump-proofing, you're the expert. You wrote Currency Wars. You teach courses on economic warfare and financial warfare. You're probably the smartest guy around to tie in geopolitics with capital markets. This repo act, how dangerous it is for the whole architecture of the, you know, the post-war international rules-based order, which we're opposed to because it doesn't put America's interests first. But as the subset of that, based upon Bretton Woods, and like I said, you just can't pull the plug on that immediately. How we're called the agents of anarchy and chaos. How dangerous is what they just did with this Repo Act?
It's extremely dangerous and far more dangerous than the $61 billion. $61 billion is a waste of money, and you're going to have hundreds of thousands of additional dead Ukrainians that no one in Washington seems to care about, you know, starting with Lindsey Graham. But this Repo Act is more dangerous. Let me be specific. This will diminish and undermine trust in the U.S. respect for the rule of law and the U.S. Treasury market. I'm not saying the Treasury market collapses the next day. I mean, I guess the president signed it today. But at the margin, if you're a country with a large surplus and you've got to decide where to put your money, you're going to fade Treasury bills and get into gold. Again, not being a gold bug, I'm just saying gold is something you can't freeze. It's physical. You put it away. You can't touch it. This is going to give a significant boost to the BRICS. I call it BRICS Plus because they've got new members. The BRICS effort to introduce a new, start out as a trading currency and then in time become a reserve currency alternative to the dollar. Again, it doesn't mean the dollar disappears, but it's going to have very strong competition. This is playing out over a couple of years. The third one, and this is much more immediate, if the U.S. goes ahead and steals these assets, and there's the U.S. only has their hands on about $10 billion, most of it's in Europe, but $290 billion in Europe, $10 billion in the U.S., but there are members of Congress say, steal the $10 billion now. Don't wait for the Europeans to come along. If they do, but sorry, this is all being set up, by the way, for the G7 conference. The G7 conference is on, check the date, June 13th. Okay, so Yellen and Biden want to get this done, and Blinken want to get this done before the G7 conference, because there's another fund called the Common Ukraine Fund. The U.S. is just sort of saying, well, we'll take the $10 billion and put it in this fund. But there's this bigger fund, the Common Ukraine Fund. We want the $290 billion in that fund. You, the Europeans, have to steal it from Euroclear, which is the biggest clearing firm in Europe. They have the $200 billion. That's the big prize right there. They're going to steal from Euroclear. Now, if this goes forward, and it is as of now, Russia is going to seize the assets, Western assets in Russia. So BP, Siemens, Total Oil in France, major European countries have huge energy infrastructure, mining, technology, and communications investments in Russia. Putin's going to steal those. My estimate is Putin's going to make a profit on this. They'll take his $300 billion of treasury securities, but he'll take a far larger amount of infrastructure and other technology, et cetera, in Russia that they haven't touched so far. It's still owned by the Europeans. He'll take that. I think Putin will make a profit there. One other thing no one's thought about. So Euroclear, that's this large clearinghouse based in Belgium. It's owned by 78 banks, but the Europeans will be able to put pressure on the banks to steal the assets. Well, Euroclear has offices in Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, Beijing, and Dubai. All Russia has to do is go into any one of those jurisdictions and sue Euroclear for $200 billion, because they'll have jurisdiction because they have offices there. You could throw the entire global clearance and financial system into chaos, because what's Euroclear going to do? Those juries and courts and judges will be much more sympathetic to Russia. You don't go sue in New York. Go sue in Hong Kong, which is part of communist China. So the point being that Russia will sue Euroclear for the damages and throw the system into turmoil. And finally, this is to me the best irony, is that while the West has been talking about this, what's been happening to the price of gold? It's up $600 an ounce. Russia has 3,000 tons. Russia has made a $50 billion profit on the price of gold without lifting a finger because the West is so threatening. Everyone's like, get me the gold.
Jim, hang on for 1 second. We're just going to bring you back for the short break. Most emergencies come without warning, and when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their four-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, four-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
When we send you to sites, we love you to read. In fact, we want you to read the endorsements of people just like yourself. That's why if you go to Warpath Coffee, they have 4,000 reviews up there. Sacred Human Health with the grass-fed beef livers. Just look at the personal endorsements from people saying it's changed their lives as far as how they feel energetic. Remember, grass-fed beef liver is the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. But all we want you to do is go to the site, sacredhumanhealth.com today, and just read the reviews from folks just like yourself. Then immerse yourself in the information on the site, and you make the decision as free men and free women. Jim Rickards, by the way, this was a fantastic tutorial, and I've gotten my phone has blown up with people that want to say, Jim, they appreciate the fact that as a lawyer, you went through this bill and you've come up, your theory of the case, which is very powerful, and you've brought it up to us on others, is about they're trying to Trump-proof. They're not supporting Trump for victory, but if MAGA gets Trump back into the White House, which we intend to do, they're already trying to, at every level, Trump-proof the next 5 years so that Trump is handcuffed with his ability to move freely, particularly about this discussion on the beginning of the Third World War. Jim, the reason people love you as a contributor here is strategic intelligence, your understanding of geopolitics and capital markets, everything in between. Where do people go to get more of your thoughts?
Thanks, Steve. We have a special landing page for the War Room Posse. It's rickardswarroom.com. It's rickardswarroom.com. You go there, you'll be able to subscribe to Strategic Intelligence. We also have a free book offer. My book, Currency Wars, is available. This is the only place you can get a free copy of Currency Wars if you subscribe to Strategic Intelligence. And by the way, the article we've been talking about, Steve, on the Repo Act, that will be in the next issue of Strategic Intelligence. So if you subscribe now, you'll have that issue it's coming out in a few days, actually. So the full article, this full explanation will be in that issue of Strategic Intelligence.
And with Rickards, what you get is not just the talk and the concepts, you actually get, he drills down and shows you the receipts. That's the power of it. Jim, honored to have you on here. Thank you so much for doing this for us. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Currency War, the book, and you get it free when you sign up, is what changed my thinking about a lot of things. I mean, Jim is, you know, teaches, I think it's at the Army War College, economic warfare, financial warfare. So he understands this at a very deep, deep, deep level, as you can tell from his hits here. Mike Lindell, I know you're going throughout the country. You're on a roll. People are really appreciative of these specials you've given, particularly given the fact, and I am going to have the folks back on hopefully tomorrow. We got the Supreme Court case due about the five point American star versus the Islamic 8-point star, and how that's now starting to pop up on flags, including in your beloved state of Minnesota, sir. I might add, they may be doing that because Mike Lindell and my pillows there. What do you got for us today, brother?
Well, everybody, I'm going to six states in the next, I believe, 7 days. We've got great things going on. You can all learn about that too at LindellPlan.com. Everybody, we're still out there fighting every day, and there's great news from MyPillow. You guys, earlier in the week, we made it to full capacity, actually over full capacity. We doubled our production. Their employees are all working overtime. They're loving it. And I believe it's mostly because of the War Room Posse. You guys have had our back, so we're giving back. My employees and I, we all got together. This is a gift to you for any order. This is the American flag pillow. This is what we call it, the revival pillow. And you can get it free with any order. This is the patented fill. I use it on my travels. You can use it for anything. Backrest, sitting on. All my employees, they use it to for as they're working during the day. I use it for sleeping on the road. The best pillow, the most versatile pillow you'll ever see. You get it free with any purchase. So if you go to the War Room, if you go to My Pillow and you go to the War Room Square, if you scroll down, you're going to see all the specials. Any special that's out there, the War Room Posse gets it. But this is a bonus to the War Room Posse, that free. That's a $30 value, too, by the way. $30 is what we were selling them for. But you have all these specials. Get those sandals. We still have some of them left. That was the mistake of the vendor. $9.50. Order one of those and get that free $30 pillow free. If you've never tried a My Pillow, now's your chance. The $25 sales are still on. They got the six-piece towel sets, the kitchen towel sets. By the way, all the more colors came in with that. If you've been to the site, get there and get the colors you want. There's over 14 colors. And then the MyPillow 2.0, the lowest price in history, everybody. A buy one, get one free. Plus, you're getting that bonus Revival pillow free. So here's the chance to buy it. And you got, remember, on the top, the mattress toppers and the mattresses, free shipping, and the lowest prices in history for the War Room Posse and support. And the other good news is you call the 800 number, 800-873-1062. All of them are now can keep working from home. Remember, the IRS went after them. They went after my pillow, said, we don't want those guys working from home on commission. Well, we beat that. So the stay-at-home moms and dads, they thank you for all the work that you're bringing them at home. But the good news, Steve, we're at over capacity now. We doubled production just this week, and everybody is happy. They're working. They love to get back to work and working overtime, making extra dollars. So thanks for the support, War Room Posse. You guys have been awesome.
Let's everybody go pile in today to mypillow.com, promo code War Room, mystore.com, promo code War Room, or 800-873-1062. Talk to the operator, son. We got their back. Mike, safe travels. Hopefully see you back on the evening show tonight. If not, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll be at the okay.
Thanks, Mike Davis will be there for
the immunity hearing. Thank you, brother. Charlie Kirk's going to be next. Jack Posobiec's after that on Real America's Voice. Then you got Miranda Kahn and you've got Tara Dahl. We're back 5 to 7. The show tonight's going to be insane, as many of our shows have been here in the last couple of days. Look, we would rather spend our time here talking about some of the most fundamental, important issues of our time, what it means for you, what it means for your family, what it means for your country, your community, all of it. We've had to divert our attention to make sure people do their jobs. And the reason it's important for us to spend time doing that is people are not doing their jobs. You just heard, if you are not disgusted at the beginning of the show, I hope you're disgusted now with what Jim Rickard said. There is a plot by the establishment Republicans and the Republican Party to thwart Trump, to either make sure he's not returned to office or to Trump-proof his second term. Don't take it from me. Listen to a brilliant guy like Jim Rickards, who went through and showed the receipts, okay? Charlie Kirk next. We're back at 5 in the War Room. Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.